Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or your church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at OutdoorNativityStore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities, OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We've come to the end of the near the end of the program here on this Friday afternoon, December the 12th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, if you've never played before, don't be afraid. It's very simple. We're going to play four soundbites for you from this week's Issues Etc. audio. You listen, and then you call, you email, you send us a tweet, you go to our Facebook fan page, and you vote. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. And it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send your vote to us via email. We get them right here in the studio in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send your vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Soundbite number one this week comes from Chris Rosebro, Fighting for the Faith. Last week we were talking to him about Perry Noble's bright Christmas idea. And here we'll hear the idea and Chris's response.
I think on Christmas, do that thing that's surprising that will engage people, that will pull them in. Like, we've done Let It Snow and had a snow machine. One year, though, we rented a cheap snow machine, and it sent down a blob on top of one of our singers' heads, and it was – we shouldn't have done that. But I think it's the Sunday where you show your people, hey, if you will invite people here, we will do whatever it takes to reach them and show them who Jesus is.
Supposedly, the way you show an unbeliever that Jesus cares for them is by spending a lot of money on a snow machine during your performance of Let It Snow. Like, some unbeliever is going to come to church and go, man, I can't believe how much Jesus loves me because, man, look at how real that snow is during this performance. What these people are saying is so ridiculous. If you want an unbeliever to know how much Jesus loves them, tell them that Christ bled and died for them on the cross so that they don't have to face the wrath of God. These guys really think that the message is conveyed in their trickery or their theatrics rather than in the actual message that Christ bled and died for them. When you hear them talk, you realize this has nothing to do with the message of Jesus Christ. This has everything to do with putting on a show. These places are not churches. They're theaters and television studios, and what's taking place in them is a theatrical production, not a church service. And that, when you hear them talk like this, that becomes painfully clear.
That's soundbite number one. Chris Rosebro responding to Perry Noble's Christmas idea. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Here is soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. David Adams answering the question, do only liberals try to explain miracles away?
It's not something that just liberals do. In fact, conservatives do this more than liberals do it. Liberals, on the whole, are quite happy to say, oh, the story was completely made up. It's really people who think of themselves as conservative Christians who, on one hand, want to believe that the Bible is historical in some sense, and yet feel the need to explain particularly the miracles of the Old Testament by some mechanism that satisfies human reason. Conservative Christians who would never think of doing that for the New Testament do this regularly with the Old Testament. Of course, the classic case of this is creation itself, where those who want to be conservative often find themselves trying to articulate a theory of how God was involved in the naturalistic process of the evolution of the universe. At some point, we have to draw the line and say, no, whenever what we are tempted to say departs from a faithful witness to God's work in history in the world, then our human reason has to stop, and faith alone must step out and accept the Word of God as God's witness to His activity in the world.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. David Adams. Do only liberals explain away miracles? Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Paul McCain talking about the basic and rather common sense need for trained pastors.
What would happen, for instance, if my local doctor started to see patients and he found one patient who appeared to this doctor to be very compassionate, very capable, very, you know, skilled in dealing with patients and probably would be a very good doctor? What if this doctor just said, hey, why don't you be a doctor with me now? What would we all do? We would say, whoa, wait a minute. Has he been formally trained? Has he been declared qualified? Has anybody examined him? Has he got his medical license? Why do we as a nation and a state and a community require our public doctors to be well qualified, to be examined, to be trained, to be recognized as such by all of us through our various legal licensing boards? Similarly for bankers, for heaven's sake, you've got to have a license to cut hair. The other day I went to my shop where this lady cuts my hair, and I said, hey, what's the difference between a barber and a cosmetologist? We had this big conversation. I was like, wow, I never realized you got to have all this state licensing. So we got all this trouble for people down, even the person cutting my hair, what little there is of it anymore, she has to be licensed, so why shouldn't a guy standing in the pulpit preaching to me about where I may or may not spend my whole eternity be examined, be approved, be qualified, be declared suitable for this office by the entire body of the church? So that's kind of a pragmatic argument, but that's really how we have to talk about this to help people understand. We don't want this willy-nilly kind of, yeah, Joe, get up and preach this week. Wow, you've got a real gift. Great, got a gift. Let's make sure that he's qualified to use it well.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain on the need for trained pastors. Here comes soundbite number four, get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is from Dr. Mike Horton talking about the Trinitarianness of Christian worship.
The more you look at these ancient prayers that have been preserved down to our present day, the more you see how Trinitarian they are. I hear a lot of prayers today, they are implicitly heretical. They're praying to God, but they're thanking Him for dying on the cross for them. Are you talking to the Father? It's not the Father who died on the cross for you. I hear it all too often, in your name, amen. In whose name are you praying? When you say in your name, you're basically assuming that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one person. No, we pray in Christ's name specifically, to the Father specifically, in the power of the Holy Spirit, and to the extent that evangelicals have jettisoned these liturgical forms, to that extent, the trellis of Trinitarian worship has fallen into disrepair, and now you have a generation that when you treat the doctrine of the Trinity in 2 weeks of catechism class, their eyes glaze over. Why? Because it hasn't been a part of their regular worship, surrounded by the Trinitarianness of the Christian faith.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Dr. Mike Horton, on the Trinitarianness of Christian worship. Should it be soundbite of the week? Your vote will decide. This break is a great time to give us a call and vote. Send us an email and vote. Send us a tweet and vote, or go to our Facebook fan page and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
The world celebrates its Christmas because its Christ was born and wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger.
The Church's Christmas, a Christmas sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
The Church celebrates her Christmas because the true Christ was crucified and wrapped in burial cloths and laid in the tomb.
For any size year-end donation, we'll send you an audio link of this sermon and an Advent sermon preached by Todd. Donate online at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Please include your email address in the memo line. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. when you consider your year-end giving. IssuesETC.org or Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234, and write your email address in the memo line of your check.
Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It's Friday afternoon, the 12th of December. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon. The LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. And the listener with the best vote while we play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week will get the LPR bundle package. You vote by giving us a call. We are coming to you live, 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Send your vote to us right here in the studio via email talkback@IssuesETC.org. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Send us a tweet @IssuesETC. Should it be soundbite number one? Pastor Chris Roseborough responding to Perry Noble's Christmas idea. Soundbite number two, Dr. David Adams, do only liberals explain away miracles? Or soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain, the need for trained pastors? Or soundbite number four, Dr. Mike Horton on the Trinitarianness of Christian worship? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE, facebook.com/IssuesETC, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or our Twitter address @IssuesETC. Via Twitter, Stephen, listening in Charleston, South Carolina, says, I vote for Pastor Roseborough. Noble's comments reveal a disdain for the simplicity of the gospel message. Stephen, thanks for listening in South Carolina. Thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's a vote for soundbite number one, Chris Roseborough responding to Perry Noble's Christmas idea. Scott says this. He's voting for Chris Roseborough as well. He says, production values are one of the many types of fig leaves sewn together by a church that has lost the gospel. Very well put, as I often say. Smartest listeners in radio. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@IssuesETC.org. Send us your vote via Twitter @IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. This vote comes from Richard. He's voting for Dr. Mike Horton on the Trinitarianness of worship, soundbite number four. He says, this soundbite goes back to the basics of the Athanasian Creed and why it still matters. I like to hear about the solid doctrinal basis. It helps those of us in the pews. Thank you very much, Richard, for your vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. There's still plenty of time for your vote and your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. And I Have Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter @issuesetc, or at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Roseborough responding to Perry Noble's idea, a good idea, better snow machine on Christmas? Soundbite number two, Dr. David Adams on Do Only Liberals Explain Away Miracles? Soundbite number three, Pastor Paul McCain on the need for trained pastors, well-trained pastors. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Mike Horton on the Trinitarianness of Christian worship. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month is a children's book of the Arch Books series. This is a library of, well, hundreds of children's books over the course of decades now. This latest one in the Christmas series, The Songs of Christmas, tells the story of Jesus' birth through a very reliable way, through the words of the songs that are recorded by Luke's Gospel of Mary, of Simeon, of the angels. That's why it's called The Songs of Christmas. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House. This is a great stocking stuffer for your children or your grandchildren. It's suitable for ages 2 through 10. I grew up on them. Many people did grow up on them. Let your kids grow up on them as well. 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Ask for the latest Arch book in the Christmas series, The Songs of Christmas. 1-800-325-3040. Let's see. Michael in Linwood, Washington is voting for soundbite number three. Pastor Paul McCain says, we need biblical pastors to deliver God's good gifts. Yes, we do, and thanks for listening in Washington. In Austin, Texas, William says this, I'm voting for Chris Roseborough on this one. He points out that Perry Noble will do whatever it takes except preach Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins. Thanks for your vote, and thanks for listening in Austin. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Roseborough. Here he is responding to Perry Noble's Christmas idea.
I think on Christmas, do that thing that's surprising that will engage people, that will pull them in. Like, we've done Let It Snow and had a snow machine. One year, though, we rented a cheap snow machine, and it sent down a blob on top of one of our singers' heads, and it was, we shouldn't have done that. But I think it's the Sunday where you show your people, hey, if you will invite people here, we will do whatever it takes to reach them and show them who Jesus is.
Supposedly, the way you show an unbeliever that Jesus cares for them is by spending a lot of money on a snow machine during your performance of Let It Snow. Like, some unbeliever is going to come to church and go, man, I can't believe how much Jesus loves me because, man, look at how real that snow is during this performance. What these people are saying is so ridiculous. If you want an unbeliever to know how much Jesus loves them, tell them that Christ bled and died for them on the cross so that they don't have to face the wrath of God. These guys really think that the message is conveyed in their trickery or their theatrics rather than in the actual message that Christ bled and died for them. When you hear them talk, you realize this has nothing to do with the message of Jesus Christ. This has everything to do with putting on a show. These places are not churches. They're theaters and television studios, and what's taking place in them is a theatrical production, not a church service. And that, when you hear them talk like this, that becomes painfully clear.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week. It's soundbite number one, Pastor Chris Roseborough responding to Perry Noble's Christmas idea. The LPR bundle packages go to William in Austin, Texas. William, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package. A special thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. There are only 19 days left in 2014. That's hard to believe, but it's true. Please consider making the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. part of your year-end giving. For any size gift, we will send you a link to a downloadable sermon, actually two sermons that I've preached on Advent and Christmas. You can make a year-end online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include your email address on the memo line of your check so that we can send you the sermon audio link. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping us in mind at the end of 2014. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to have Pastor Tom Baker lead us in a Sunday school lesson on the birth of Christ from Luke chapter 2. We're going to discuss Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock," when we respond to evangelical proof texts with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, and we'll continue our series on the 5 points of Calvinism, talking with Pastor Jordan Cooper about the L of the tulip, as far as I'm concerned, the one that runs the whole show in the errors of Calvinism, the limited atonement. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Thanks to our listeners, Issues Etc. has operated in the black for 6 consecutive years. With 3 weeks left in 2014, we're $47,000 short of expenses. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. as you consider your year-end giving.
Repentance and forgiveness, sin and grace, law and gospel. More than cliches, real preaching for real people in need of hearing the real Christ. Christ for you and the divine service at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, Illinois, where we gather every Saturday night at 6 and on the Lord's Day, Sunday mornings at 7:45 and 10. Look for the Church of the Neon Cross on I-55 between exits 30 and 33. Find us on the web, stpaullutheranchurchhamel.org. St. Paul Lutheran Church of Hamel, where there is the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation for the people of God.
South Africa.
China.
Germany.
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India.
Sweden.
Egypt.
France.
Turkey.
Japan.
Australia.
Canada.
United Kingdom.
Hong Kong.
Austria.
Finland.
Malaysia.
Singapore.
Bulgaria.
Korea.
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines.
Mexico.
Spain.
New Zealand.
Kuwait.
Are you concerned about weight gain during the holidays? Work out this winter at Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois. Arch Fitness offers adult boot camps on weekday evenings and on weekday and Saturday mornings. For more information, check out the Facebook fan page for Arch Fitness or call Kevin Reisick at 618-670-6952. Arch Fitness is located at 127 West MacArthur Drive in Cottage Hills, Illinois. Win the war against winter weight. Arch Fitness of Cottage Hills, Illinois.
Listen to the best of the church's music for the Advent season at LutheranPublicRadio.org. Sacred music for the Advent season, LutheranPublicRadio.org.